Jack, send 4ZLK. Okay, clear.
0TR. Just like Willie Nelson, you're on the road again. Yeah, I got distracted, Shane. I was trying to turn my radio down. How's it going?
Good, Tom. Don't worry about it. I was calling Patrick because we were sitting at the same intersection facing each other. He was on the other lane, or the far lane, that's kind of behind some traffic. And he just drove right by me and didn't even look. I waved at him and everything. He didn't even look at me. Can you believe that?
Yes. Well, you might have been overriding the front end of him there, but at least you could have acknowledged the wave.
Okay, did I miss you?
There he is.
Yeah, after he insults you, but you waved at him and you transmitted to him. What's the matter with you, Patrick?
Well, I just stopped and turned the radio volume back up because it was turned down. I was on the phone, and he's got an advantage over me, Tom. There are how many of those brown trucks on the road, and how many of mine?
There's not that many of the tractor trailers on the road, in the daytime anyway. Well, on the interstate, you'll see them all day long, but driving around town, there's not very many.
Yeah, just give him, that's one there, Patrick.
I find some way to dig out of that hole I got into, didn't even know it.
Oh, yeah, and then watched you fall in.
All right.
Well, just wanted to say hi. I had to go up and... Oh, what all we get? We got some ibuprofen with diphenhydramine in it for help me sleep a little bit. Usually Bernice just slaps me around and knocks me out, though. Shame. And I don't have to have those.
With you, and I'm not sure who won.
Yeah, go ahead. I was just passing on some nonsense there. We just went and bought some ibuprofen you take before you go to bed and help me sleep. And some Sudafed something or other, Equate brand. And went to Aldi's, and they didn't have no bean cherries. Well, it was out of them, so there you go. She said ketchup went up how much, 50 cents?
Yeah.
And what else?
Hot
dogs went up 50 cents. But you know, a bottle of ketchup at Walmart at the, what do they call that store?
Market.
The market was $4.28. And how much was it at Aldi's?
$1.39.
There you go. You can save at Aldi's.
Yeah, but you're depressing me with those prices rising up like that. Hello, Miss Bernice. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you're the same.
Have to stop for a few minutes and get a bite to eat real quick. Go ahead, Patrick, and 4ZLK.
I'm fuel right now, so just go ahead and leave me out for a minute. KO4HKX.
Yeah, the beans is diesel, you're probably safe, but the RF might set the gas off. There's your tip of the day, Patrick. Hey, you guys take care. We just pulled in the driveway. I got to get out and get some mass consumables also. Shane, 73 and send 0TR clear.
And 4ZLK.
For TMA mobile.
4ZLK mobile, briefly.
How you going?
Better. I've had better days, but starting to turn around now, I think.
Tell me what that means in your line of work. What makes it good or bad? Are we talking traffic? I guess unlike Patrick, you're not dealing with customers at each stop so much. Tell me more.
One buddy everywhere I go. It just started out rough this morning. Went through three tractors before I got one that and connected them up. And two of them had issues. Third one finally was okay. So I got a late start. Volume was heavy today, so they gave me two extra stops. And the loader was terrible. And it's been a long day.
I understand all that. That makes sense. But I'm glad to hear it sounds like it's turning around a little bit here. And yeah, I didn't think about how you're probably dealing with, if I heard you right, you said the loader was terrible, so at each stop you're having to deal with someone who's either good or bad at their job and helping you load and unload stuff, if I'm understanding you right.
Well, I had 7 deliveries this morning, or today, and they're all bulk deliveries, and they're just in a trailer, so there's no way of, you know, you just gotta stack them neatly. Well, whoever loaded my trailer this morning just kind of threw everything in there and didn't really separate it out very well and mixed a lot of stuff up. So I was doing a lot of digging and going through packages trying to find what I needed.
Understood.
I've had worse days at UPS, so, and I have a job and I'm healthy, so don't have a lot to complain about, do I?
But we were still allowed to complain. I think it's good for the soul every now and then. It makes us even better people, even happier people. Well, hey, tell me this. I was asking Patrick about this. I think I was asking Patrick. Someone just the other day, you know, I mentioned I wanted to join that net last night for the round table. Is tonight, let's see, Wednesday night, is that the swap net? Is that happening tonight?
That's the swap net.
I've been able to actually join one of those. A long time ago, I got Patrick to put my name down on it because I was looking for a certain kind of antenna. But if I were to join, how's it really work? What should I expect? First off, I need to make sure I can actually hit the repeater and actually sign in. But if that goes well, then what? You just stay on and does he just kind of go through a list? Do you need, is it pretty easy to understand how it works or when you express interest in items?
Reads a list of items that are listed for sale, and he pauses between each one of them, asks if anybody needs any more information, you know, contact information of whoever has the item for sale. It's really informal, really easy to be involved. It's, you know, nothing you have to be prepared for.
I'll see how the family schedule goes tonight, but if I'm able to, I might sign in and see what people are selling. I'm starting to study for the general, and I would like to do some exploring HF a little bit, which would, of course, require finally getting a real base station of some sort. For a little while, Steve, KN4VWA, Steve, he was offering to sell me an HF rig, but at the time I couldn't jump on it. Anyway, so I might listen for some of that. And I heard you saying earlier, I think when you were talking to Patrick, that you've got some kind of mobile HF rig. Is that right? Tell me about that.
Being mobile for a little while, because I'm backing up to the dock. I need to get off the radio here a second and make this pickup. Is that all right?
I've only got a few minutes before I'm at my destination, and I have to jump right out for a meeting. So if I'm not here when you get back, I'm sure I'll catch you again soon. As you can tell, I'm doing a lot of driving myself this week. So N4ZOK, KZ4TMA, clear after your final, and I'll catch you either later this afternoon or another time.
You can go to the Briars.cc website, and there's a listing of them there of all the items that are for sale on the swap net that they have so far. You could even get a pre-check on that. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. KZ4TMA, N4ZLK.
KZ4TMA, you still there?
Yeah, this is Simon. How are you?
I'm good, Simon. Just sitting here listening to you and Shane talk for a minute. Just got back in the truck.
He was giving me another tutorial on how the swap net works. You might have heard me tell him I can very rarely join any of the nets. 9 p.m. is just no good for my family. But you remember ages back I had you put my name down for antenna. But I've got a couple other things I'm starting to want to shop for. So I was getting him to tell me how the swap net works. And as you just heard, he was telling me I could even check it out online, which I didn't know about. So that's pretty cool.
Fairly new. It's only been on there a few weeks. Actually, I forget about it sometimes now. I still haven't reminded myself completely.
You mentioned it's new. I remember hearing Steve, or maybe it was Dave, mentioning that when they were trying to get all that uploaded. So, yeah, I remember when they were working on that. But that's a nice feature. I'll definitely check it out and then see what I can shop for.
Going to be some deals on there, I'm sure. And it changes even at the moment they get ready to start. So, and just because you're not there right at 9 o'clock, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I'd come after you, because I'm assuming you're putting the kids to bed around 9 o'clock. When you get done with that, jump in there and see if they're still doing it, because sometimes it'll run after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I need to keep that in mind. Because, yeah, it's usually about 8:45. I look at the clock and I think, no, not tonight. But, yeah, I should remember that I might be able to jump on later. That's a good reminder. Thanks.
It's going on. You can still check in even if it's after your turn. I mean, they'll do an all call for all the way through. And then after the swap net, he'll do one or two more calls and before he closes everything out. So don't ever hesitate just because you can't get there right at 9 o'clock. I was late last night. Anna was calling the net and missed. I'm Tuesday night, I'm the last group to go. Or Monday night, Anna was calling the net. And Tuesday night, last night when Chad was doing it, I'm one of the last groups to go. So it just anytime you can make it, they'll welcome you in.
Reminder. Well, were you on last night? Did you hear my terrible attempt at joining with my handheld from a front porch?
I did, and hey, don't feel bad. I've been there. If you knew my location and how bad it was, how hard it was for me to get into the net, you'd be surprised to make it at all.
Yes, you might already heard me tell Shane this morning if you heard us talking, but I had tried to do a test earlier about an hour before to make sure I was hitting it, but I didn't hear anybody, respond when I threw out my call, and I realize now it's probably because people just heard complete static and didn't even want to bother responding. But yeah, I've got this sweet spot on my porch that I've done it before. I've joined the net before from there. I've hit the repeater and talked to Chad before, and I thought I had the same arrangement. I thought I was right back in my little sweet spot, but anyway, clearly I was even moving the antenna around. I was just using a little mag mount antenna out there on my handheld, and I was even moving around between the attempts to check in with Chad, but I just could not find that spot again. So after Shane relayed me in, I signed off after that because I thought, you know, there's no way I can participate in the round table if nobody can hear me.
I don't know when you tried to find your sweet spot there before, but you got to keep in mind the leaves are out now and other things are affecting the, just RF conditions, solar conditions, that stuff all affects it. So it changes constantly.
Point, and it had been several months since I did that. So yeah, I kind of naively just popped out there and thought, yeah, I got this. I've done this before and it clearly wasn't working. Anyway, but yeah, I was grateful for Shane for relaying me in there.
Dude, I was sitting there listening, and I heard the TMA, and I said, that's Simon, and I heard Shane come up right about then and say it was you, so we're going to get you in one way or the other.
Yes, but yeah, so let's see, that was Chad on Tuesday, and I think you said, is it Anna who does Monday? I assume there's a kind of standard rotation, but who else usually calls these? And I guess it's Gary tonight, right?
Chad has taken over for Walt on Tuesday nights temporarily until Walt feels like he can come back. And then Anna and, her name just left me. I cannot remember right now. There's another lady that does the net on Monday night, and like I said, her name just left me. And I hope she forgives me for that. But they'll rotate out on Monday nights, and then on Thursday nights is usually Matt, and Friday nights is usually Daniel, and then Saturday nights are rotation, or his wife.
Is it Wendy you have in mind?
That would be correct. I was just drawing a blank. I mean, this, I deal with people and their names all day long. You'd think I'd be better at it.
You know what? I'm falling into the shadow of Harris Mountain here near my new house, so I might lose you. I couldn't make quite your last transmission, but I had said, is it Wendy that you have in mind? And I couldn't tell if you responded to that or not.
Roger that. That's who it was. KO4HKX.
You're still hearing me? I'm falling into this shadow here, so I'll play 7-3s for now. KO4HKX, KZ4TMA. Good to chat with you. I'll catch you next time.
And I'll be mobile and monitoring for a while.
Access.
Dave.
Pretty good. I'm trying to adjust my. I got my 706 back. I'm just trying to adjust my mic gain. How do you copy me? Okay.
Yeah, it's much better than earlier when Tom told you you were overdriving the mic.
And on 10 on the radio, I was like, whoa, that's a little loud.
down just a little bit more, but I wouldn't go much.
That's on four now. Is that good?
That's good. Right there. I'd leave it right there.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do.
Do it. He won't figure it out.
Probably true. I didn't realize that my game was on 10 for crying out loud. I'm like, whoa. I finally figured out how to get into the settings. And sure enough, there it was on 10. I'm like, no wonder why. No wonder why they were all yelling at me.
Your call sign, I don't think I would even recognize it was you.
Wow. Okay. That makes you feel good, I think.
Working pretty good otherwise.
Man, the receiver's clean as can be now. It was a very cap. I'm not sure what a very cap is, but apparently it was getting weak or whatever was the issue with it. It was a $22 part, so the bench time was 180 plus 22 plus whatever taxes he had to throw on it. So it was a little over $200 to get it repaired and back to me, which I think is very fair, being that this radio is a decent radio. So it still works good, so I'm happy with it.
I'm planning on making me a portable station out of it. I will make a portable station for that I can go to field day and things like that with.
Oh, good. Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. This one's going to be my shack radio. I'm going to keep the 7000 in the car. The only reason why really is because I can't find the separation cable for this radio. Now, I know they make an aftermarket one, but I can't find the original separation cable for it. So I'll just leave it on the bench.
Separation cable.
I wouldn't want to part with it, would you?
Because I've been tossing around the idea of putting it in the tool truck, but I don't know how comfortable I am trying to deal with that going down the road. I don't know if I want to deal with it. So once I make up my mind on that, I'll let you know.
All right, no problem. And my phone is ringing in the background. Let me get out of here. I will catch you later. KL4HKX, KB2HXS.
Hey, KL4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
Patrick, KM4NAP.
And KL4HKX, how are you doing today?
Hot, sitting here in school line waiting on the second granddaughter I pick up, and then I got to go over to the high school and pick up my 15-year-old grandson. Then I'll get to go home.
Yeah, and you sure can't afford to let the truck sit and run the air conditioner now with gas prices where they're at.
And with the windows down.
Sure is good to hear you on the radio again, even if it is in the afternoons.
And I might surprise you and get up and catch you early in the morning.
Could surprise us after this long of a hiatus.
I mean, I got to get out of this line.
He checks us back in.
Hey, Dave. I'm still here at KO4HKX. And they had KN4NAP. I get it right. I hadn't said it in a while. Is here also.
Someone else in there. Cool. All right. Well, I think I got my mic gain woes done, so I think I'm okay now.
Right now, I'm nice and clear.
I set the mic gain at 4. My 7000, I have it set on 5, and it seems to be just fine. This is the microphone I'm talking on is not the stock mic. It was suggested to me to get it's an Icon mic. It's almost like it's a heavy duty commercial mic that was suggested for me to get, and I got it, and it sounds okay, right? It's pretty clear?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a pop to it, but it's not bad. I wouldn't have known if you hadn't have told me.
Yeah, Mike, it's a commercial grade. You can probably drop it on the floor and beat a nail with it, hammer a nail with it, and probably be okay. No, actually, it's a brand new mic. I got to take a picture of the model number, and I'll get it to you.
Hey, so you never know when mine might quit. Mine's still got the original mic with it.
Yeah, the old 103 is, I can't find them anywhere. Nobody has them. So I'll take a picture of it, and I'll make sure I got the number of the mic on there, and you can order one. I got it on Amazon.
No.
Are you working okay then? Cool. I'm glad.
I'll leave you out now. Jump back in here.
Still in here, just fighting this school traffic.
Ever spoke with Ed before, or Ed, have you ever spoke with Dave?
Go ahead, Ed. KB2HXS.
NAP for IT. I don't think we have spoken, but your modulation sounding good. I'm with Patrick. I'd leave it sitting on four.
Excuse me, I appreciate that. Yeah, when I got into one of the submenus and I saw it on 10, I'm like, oh, no wonder why Tom was yelling at me.
The Yaesu 3000, and I can't put it over 30%. If I put it over 30%, I get too loud.
Writing this down, I'm on 4 right now. I guess that's percentage of 40%. I can probably bring it down just a little bit more. I don't know. Let me try that. Mic gain on 3. KB2HXS, mic gain on 3.
Good and loud on me. What about you, Patrick?
Yeah, still sounding good over here. I probably not mess with it. I mean, it sounds good and clear.
Right there, then. That's probably good, because I'm a loud speaker from New York, so, you know, I wanted to say that before you did, Patrick.
I've done had that one ready.
Well, once you two gentlemen pick it up, I've got a few things to do here. I got my bandmates coming over in a little while for some practice tonight. Go ahead and take it, Ed. N4NAP in the group, KB2HXS. I'm going to listen from a great distance.
Good to meet you, Dave. Before you go, what kind of music you play?
Everything. I've been known to play some country, some bluegrass. I'm an old rock and roller, early rock, 60s, 70s. Right now I'm playing a little bit of light rock in one group, and I'm actually going to go up to North Carolina on Saturday. The wife and I are going to go up. I'm going to fill in with the bass guitar with a country group that I know, the Joshua Smith Band. I'm going to go up there. There's a winery that we're going to go up to and play Saturday evening. So, yeah, I'm doing a little bit of everything.
I grew up on country and bluegrass, so that's what I play on the guitar and banjo. But good luck to you this weekend. Hope to catch you between now and then. But if you ever make a tape, I'll send my email and you can send me a sample.
Did you ask for my email? Is that what you asked for?
It's my email on QRZ. It's on there. If you can't find it, Patrick will tell you how to get a hold of me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Patrick has my phone number also. He can pass it along to you and whatnot. I actually have a building on my property here, 24x30 studio or building, which is set up with various guitar amps, drums, PA system that we practice in. So, get a jam session going on over here.
Me, I'm sort of guitar poor. I've got 7 guitars, a dobro, 3 banjos, and there's a fiddle sitting over in the corner. I've got 2 grandkids that play the fiddle, a son that plays the fiddle, and I just found out I've got another grandchild wanting the fiddle and wanting to learn how to play.
Sounds excellent. Well, I have several guitars. I've got, according to my wife, I have too many, which is, I don't understand where she gets that kind of notion, too many guitars. I don't get that. But one of my guitars is a Martin D35, which is the quote-unquote quintessential bluegrass guitar. And I've played it with the bluegrass group for a little bit, and it's a nice guitar. So, gentlemen, carry on without me, and have a good afternoon. Over to you, Patrick.
Dave, good to talk to you this afternoon. And, Ed, I didn't know you played banjo.
I can play it. but I just got smacked back in the head. My granddaughter in the back, I forgot the plays the trumpet in the high school band along with the grandson that I'm fixing to pick up now. He also plays the violin or fiddle, whatever. I call it a fiddle. It all depends on what you're playing on it.
Myself and my son, he can play the fiddle. He did when he was younger, but since he's gotten older and moved out on his own, he's kind of let that go to the wayside. I keep trying to encourage him to pick it back up.
He had when he gets my age.
And that, and he likes to sing in the chorus and stuff like that too. And since he's moved out and got him a job, he just give up all of that for. And now he just goes to work and plays video games.
Games are going to be the downfall of this country.
I'm glad when I was younger, Pong was just coming out, and that's what video games were.
Big beef cattle farm, you don't have time for nothing like that. They have to take care of livestock or work in that garden or the hay field.
What's my time doing, and in wintertime it was cutting firewood. The only time I ever played the gaming console was when we rented one for the night, because it was raining and they were trying to find something to do to keep us kids under control in the house.
We always, after we got through hauling hay in the summertime, we'd all, me and my brother, we'd run and jump in the creek and do a little skinny dipping.
No, I didn't do the skinny dipping part, but I did the same thing right to the, we had the river running right down the edge of the property. And I went in, clothes and all. I just get a head start on getting them washed.
Tell you hello.
What's up?
Hello, how are you today? So when are you going to take the test to get on this radio with your own call sign? I'll help you anytime you're ready.
To help me.
Look forward to hearing you on here. It's good to hear a young voice on this radio.
Once she gets her own license, she'll be on it all the time.
Not really a bad thing. There's actually a couple of 13-year-old boys on here now.
Reading about a little boy 5 years old. He couldn't even read the exam, so they gave him an oral exam, and he aced it. He got his own license.
Nothing wrong with that. Get them started young. That way they got their whole life to learn this hobby instead of like I am when I started out at 45.
One that was on there, that was Miss Kennedy, and I got one sitting in the back seat named, yeah, I'm going to let you finish studying, taking your test. She's back here fussing at me, but her name is Alexis. You haven't got to meet her yet.
Nice to meet you over there anyway, and maybe next time we get together, you can come with Grandpa and Grandma to meet us. We'll enjoy that.
Mike the other day on the phone, and he said a couple of weeks we're going to try and hopefully get together. I didn't realize his mother-in-law was here in the hospital.
And either, like I said, I hadn't talked to Mike in a couple of months now. He's been going into work earlier. He's even going in before I get up on Thursday. So last I heard out of him, he had caught his wife. Car on fire, and he had to fix it.
Been a while, KM4 and AP Friday. Yeah, his mother-in-law's here from Colorado. She has cancer, and she's 81 years old. And they've been taking care of her.
It wasn't like he didn't have enough on his plate already with everything going on. But Ed, you be careful out there. I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 for now. Miss Kennedy and I had done forgot the last one, Jasmine. Y'all take care, and nice to meet y'all on the radio today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Well, you be careful. Hope you sell $1 million worth, and hopefully catch you later. KM4 and AP will be clear.